The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. Real quick, we want to give a shout out and a thank you to, go ahead, Chase.
Well, we got, let's see here, WBCR, 1470 AM in Alcoa, Tennessee, WSDT, 1240 AM in Chattanooga, Tennessee, WSDQ, 1190 AM in Dunlap, Tennessee, and WEPG 910 in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee.
Wait, did you say DQ?
Why do I feel like I'm learning my ABCs here? We got WWDD.
No, yeah. We appreciate their trust. Yeah. We really do. But did you say DQ?
WSDQ.
DQ. WSDQ. How did that go over when you heard DQ?
I didn't actually hear the DQ part.
Was that
part.
Like to your appetite?
I'm actually pretty full right now. So
it wasn't like titillating?
Not at
it
all.
Didn't titillate your appetite?
No, not at all. No.
Just making sure.
I stay away from that stuff. I don't keep just
hey,
thin.
Really
figure.
Quick, did anybody notice during the break? Did you guys notice during the break this criminal just sent unconstitutionally and unlawfully your boys and girls, America, over to Iraq to deal with radical Muslims?
The war that he was supposed to end.
That's exactly. Well, he said he did end. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
And he's over there telling them to deal with radical Islam.
As we have.
Radical Islam infiltrating America as he's dropping the borders.
And saying the prayer.
And trying to disarm the American people. Yeah. So, friends, as I've always said, and you need to listen carefully, this is nothing new under the sun. It's sleight of hand. And what he's doing is he's condemning it in the North as he is justifying it or attempting to justify it or advocate or promoting it in the South.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Nothing new.
No.
It's all yours.
No, I'd like to just kind of share with you a little bit of a day in the life of... No. Honey. Hello. We're not snoozing over here, are we? Well, that would be the exact opposite of a day in the life of Mr. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Well, this is, I want to share with you just a personal story here. You know, people look at us and think, okay, your snoozing's interrupting my speech here.
Are you kind of getting the point here?
No, this is very exciting stuff. You got to actually let me talk in order for it to get out.
If I really fall asleep, I got to wake
up. Don't worry, I'll smack you.
Shake it up.
I'll smack you, all right. Now, so basically, a day in the life, people always think, you know, you guys on the radio, your lives are just full of all sorts of, you know, grandeur and everything else. Yeah, our lives are filled, but it's not necessarily other things that you think that it might be filled with. Now, for example.
Wait. Can I just do this? Because I think sometimes, I just told Chase, I said, I want you to go ahead and share this on the radio, because sometimes it's better coming from somebody else. But in this particular case, Chase, jump on the radio with us really quick. What is the life? Because it's better if it doesn't come from us. But you can tell the story
about
Arizona.
That's the story, yeah.
But I want, what is an average day in your life? What is it like being in ministry?
Yeah.
Be honest about what well, you just told me just yesterday you got up at 4:30 in the morning. Start the day for us and bring us to the end of the night.
Yeah, yesterday morning I got up at 4:30 in the morning, got down, sat in front of my computer, knocked out about 5 or 6 hours worth of work before everybody else gets up so I can jump on the phone at 9 o'clock, the people I need to get in touch with, and then get on the phone while I'm working on my computer, you know, making the connections I need to make, getting everything done, then... What happened?
Well, you're also having
I had to run around.
You're pregnant right now.
Yeah, I had to run all the way up to Malacca.
Yep.
To get my pregnant wife up to her
prenatal
midwife appointment, and then working the whole way up there. And while I was up there, and then working all the way back, and then I had to run over here.
Because we had someone taking.
Because you're moving.
Yep.
In the middle of that, then we hit a little warfare.
Yep.
Okay, and so then the end of the night goes as.
Oh, gosh.
Follows.
I think I went to bed at like 12.
After midnight.
We went to bed about 12:30, got up at 4, I think it was 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Yep.
Everybody in the house isn't feeling good right now. Now, to find out this morning, your wife is catching something. far be it from all of us in Jesus' name. But the point is people don't understand. They think that this is some sort of limelight, like we're, you know, doing this for the money and we're wealthy and we're on top of the world. No, this isn't a for-profit situation, friends. This is a ministry. This is a non-profit.
Yeah.
So did you want to add? And you're moving on top of it.
Right, yeah. And when they say ministry, you know, how do you spell ministry? W-O-R-K. I mean, that's really how it is. That's nonstop. And
I remember a pastor one time, Pastor Jay told me this. He said, ministry spells work. And I thought, work. He gets to stay in the word and pray all day, right? That's not at all. It's word and prayer on top of everything that you do. That's what you do firstly, and then secondly, you go out and do the work.
Right, exactly.
And you establish is what you really do. So I believe it was Martin Luther that said he spends the first 3 or 4 hours of every day in prayer.
Yeah, exactly.
3 or 4 hours. Not all our Father who art in heaven, holy.
So he can get done during the day what he needs to.
And that's it, and then go out and live a ungodly life. It just doesn't work that way. But
right.
Cool.
And he spent that much time in prayer so he could fulfill his work that he needed to fulfill that day. It wasn't taking away from him. He felt like, well, let's get this prayer, and I cannot accomplish the tasks that God has put in front of me to do.
Yes.
So a day in the life here. Last week, Bradley is scheduled to speak out in Arizona. He's speaking at one of the largest, actually the largest tea party in America with the largest average attendance, and then also having 3 tea parties joined together in one location. So he's leaving on Monday. Yep. Sunday evening, I get a phone call from my mom who says, it's going to start to snow. And she was telling us, you might want to get a room that's closer.
No, let's go back before that, because Chase was going to go on the road with
I'm not there yet.
Okay.
That comes after this phone call, because the phone calls go bada bing, bada boom.
Yep.
So I get the phone call from mom. We're driving around in the vehicle. I had a bad Sunday. For various reasons, some stupidity on our end. But
are you talking about me bumping and breaking the headlight?
I mean, that was what I was referring to.
We're going through a car wash. Don't worry about me.
We're going through a car wash, right? And Bradley misjudges the car wash wall, of all things. Also, we're driving, and I hear this smack. And I'm like, oh, no. No, that did not just happen. And before we hit the car wash.
We barely bumped it.
Yeah.
Barely bumped it, which it doesn't. I hit it. Okay.
Right.
$2,000 of the damage.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Just for going through a car wash. Okay, we didn't even get into an accident. So then on the way home from this incident, I get a call from my mom who says, it's supposed to be starting to snow at like 3 a.m. in the morning. She knew we had to leave to go out of town, so you might want to get a hotel room closer to the airport since we do live quite a far away. I'm like, oh, we'll be fine. Everything will be fine, so not a problem. So we get home, and then we get a phone call from Chase saying that, I don't think I really can go on this trip because my wife might go into labor. This is the night before. So I'm thinking, oh, my God.
We expected the baby to be here about a week and a half ago,
right.
Friends. It's just
early.
It's not working that way. This little baby's coming when she wants to come.
Right. So exactly. So then we have to call the airport, see if we can make sure, or the airline, excuse me, make sure we can switch up the names. Then we have to call up my dad and say, Dad, can you drop everything you're doing right now and come with us on this trip? Because Bradley was going to go with Chase and then two of our boys. Well, we needed some more assistance. So turns out he can go. So it starts to snow. In the middle of the night, you wake me up and say, it's snowing.
3 o'clock, it was still, there was nothing out. 5 o'clock, I started to see it snow, and I started looking, and it's like, okay, when you look at the camera, it's like, wait a second, I'm wondering if it stays like this, are we going to be able to get out of the driveway?
Right. And our driveway is long, and many people get stuck in it. So it starts to snow, and then it continuously snows. I look at the phone to see what the chances are. It's not like a 50% chance of snow we're looking at. It was like a 100% chance of snow. I mean, I've never even seen a 100% chance of snow in my life. It starts to snow, and snow some more, and then we'll pick the story up when we come back after this break.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Stephanie sharing
our story
with you, the life and times of Bradley.
Okay, so
we're sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Where were we? We were at the snow. It starts to snow and snow and snow some more. So Chase comes over to pick everybody up to go to the airport. He cannot make it up our driver, which means that Bradley and the boys have to go outside in the freezing cold weather. The snow, he looks like, you know, Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah, it wasn't the limousine with, you know, 71 degrees.
Right. Someone ready to chauffeur them off to where they're supposed to go. So they're walking down about our driveway is about a fourth of a mile. Is that about right? About a fourth of a mile, our driveway, maybe a little less than that, actually. But they're walking down this thing. They finally get in the vehicle, and then they get to, you know, they're driving on the way to the airport. So I call to make sure, or check the airline to make sure that there's no delays, everything's on time. Because they're getting there at 5:11 p.m. The actual event starts at 7 p.m., and it's 45 minutes away. So I look and see that it's delayed a little bit, their flight is, but it's not.
Wait, are we in Arizona right now?
No. You're on your way to the airport. I'm checking emails and I'm checking things. So I get the email and I'm looking online saying that your flight has been delayed some. So it's like, okay, well, they still can make it on time because they're still going to be before the amount of time they need to get there. Then I get another email saying it's been delayed again. So, okay, it's been delayed again, you know, a little bit, but it's okay. We still can make it on time.
I'm starting to become bothered at this point.
Right. Then we get a third email. I look up a third time and find out that it's delayed again. And so I talk to you, and you're like, well, listen, it just can't be delayed anymore because if it's delayed anymore, we're going to be in trouble. So all in all, I get six emails from the airline telling me that the flight has changed in some sort of way. They were supposed to arrive at 5:11. They end up getting there at 6:55 p.m. and their event starts at 7 p.m.
Did you talk about the de-icing?
No, I'm getting there now.
Okay.
So then they're getting inside. Finally, he's like, "Okay, we're on the airplane." It's like, "Good, finally, they're on the airplane, right?" So I'm expecting that they have taken off, and I'm calling the, you know, the representative, and the contact from the Tea Party, just letting him know the situation, keeping him abreast of what's going on. And it's like, well, you know, they're you know in the airplane right now or whatever. Well, it turns out I'm thinking they're already off. I get, like, a text 20 minutes later, and Bradley's like, well, we're still in the airplane. They're driving around. They're de-icing the plane. And I'm like, what are they doing? We have to be somewhere. You know, I'm probably more stressed here.
Can I tell you what went through me at that particular time? I just said, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to make it. And I went about halfway through that sentence, and I just said, wait a second. You're the God of miracles, yeah. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. I said, I would ask, Lord, that you'd make a way for this to happen and put us on the King's Highway of Holiness. And sure enough.
You got there, right, at 6:55 p.m.
55.
Yeah, 6:55 is supposed to start at 7.
But I'm thinking, I got, okay, 35 minutes to get there.
45.
No, I got 35 because you said 7:30.
Oh, yeah, there, I got you.
Okay, so that's 35 minutes, and I said to myself, okay, how am I going to do this because I still have to take a 10-minute bus ride to get the car.
Yep.
Okay.
So I call Randy, and I let him know what's going on. He's like, well, you know, if he can be here by 7:30. okay, well, hopefully.
You've got no control over what's going on here.
So he said, well, I'm really busy once I get to the tea party. So he gave me his, you know, his assistant, the lady that helps him out a lot, her cell phone to call. So I call her, and she's super-duper nice. And I'm like, well, you know, they just got in, and I just want to let you know they'll be there probably, you know, within, like, half an hour to 40 minutes. So the time goes by. They have to take this 10-minute, you know, bus ride to go get their vehicle.
Yep.
Then, you know, I'm going back and forth, and Bradley says, okay, well, I'm on highway. Was it 10 or 12?
Whatever it
I'm
was.
I'm on whatever highway this is. I'll be there as soon as I can. So yep. I call back Natalie, the nice lady, and I say, okay, he's on highway whatever, and they're going to be there just as soon as they can. And she goes, he's going the wrong direction. It's like, okay, you got it.
And I wasn't going the wrong direction because we had GPS linked up.
Fortunately, you are not going the wrong direction, but she kind of called. She's like, okay, so do we have, like, an estimated time that they're supposed to be here, you know? In a really nice way, she's saying, get here now. But how it turned out is...
On the way there, I get a phone call from this lady, and I'm just thinking, okay, I don't need to get worked up any more than I am right now. I'm doing what I can do. I have no control over the weather, though my father does.
Yep.
I just asked Jesus when he calmed the storm. And interestingly enough, we got on the highway. The highways were completely opened up.
Yep.
Started shooting and scooting down there. About 8 miles away from where our destination was, she called, and I said, ma'am, I'm not on the wrong highway. We're about 8 minutes away from you. We pull up 2 minutes to 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. As we pull up, there's a lady outside standing there with a smile on her face saying, Bradley, good to have you here. Okay. What was interesting and what a huge blessing about all of this was the fact that the Lord didn't fail us one step of the way. It was getting through that threshold, the hard times to get to the promised land. And sure enough, that's where it was, and the power of God was there as well. And in saying that, we walked in, and I noticed they had everything set up. All the boxes that we sent to them,
right.
They had everything set up. So I felt really good about what was going after the fact of what we just went through.
Right.
I walk inside. The place was three-quarters filled. Keep in mind, that's the biggest tea party in the United States.
Yep.
They start standing up and applauding
goes,
the fact that we
got there. Ladies and gentlemen, Bradley Dean
is
here.
He totally did. And it just welled up inside of me. I was so appreciative of the way that they were. I get up in the front and I just start going after it, right?
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost dropped here. We're on. And Randy was as cool as could be. He gave me my allotted time. I got through the whole program. But this is what I want to highlight, if I don't mind. Were you done with that?
I was, because basically the point is, you know, Charles Spurgeon said, the Lord gets his best soldiers out of the highlands of affliction. And he also says, many men own the grandeur of their lives to their tremendous difficulties. The point is that if we would have stopped and said, you know what, we just can't make it. I mean, there's snow. What are we going to do? If we would have not pushed and pushed and pushed to get to where we needed to be, we never would have got there. The people never would have been touched. You're going to explain more about the reporter and so on. But the point is, a lot of people fall short right at that threshold where you have the strongest opposition and the wind is in your face and you want to pull back. That's when you need to have the grace of Christ to exert your strength and your effort to push through to make it to the other side.
That's the highly concentrated demonic... that's the area where the demonic will try to stop you from entering into what God has for you.
Right.
And this is where people fail all of the time. They don't understand thresholds.
Yep.
And interestingly enough, when I walked in, I knew right away, discernment, an unction, as the Bible talks about in 1 John and 1 Corinthians 12. Interestingly enough, I knew that when I walked into that particular room, there was reporters there. Now, I'm going to go back just a little bit because a couple weeks ago, there was an outlet there, a Phoenix News Times, who actually put a hit piece out on Pamela Geller's life. Pamela Geller is a woman who goes forth and she exposes the Islamic threat through Hamas and CARE and so on and so forth. And, well, the CARE organization didn't want her there. And this outlet... this propagandist outlet Well, they wanted to give their own enemies, they don't realize they're their enemies too, they wanted to give their enemies a heads up as to the fact that Pamela Geller was coming in. So that's exactly what happened. Pamela got death threats, so on and so forth.
Right.
Well, thanks to Phoenix Times, they were the ones that were responsible for putting the hit piece out on Pamela Geller.
Right.
Well, interestingly enough, during that report, they also brought me into it, talking about how Bradley Dean is on the SPLC's hate group list.
Right.
And, you know, I know that some have, you know, heard this before, but again, you need to understand, friends, that for those that don't, that's Southern Poverty Law Center. The director of intelligence, Mark Potok, said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy groups like Pamela Geller and Bradley Dean and Christian organizations that don't agree with our totalitarian ideologies. Okay? He said, we want to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. It was also Potok's organization, Southern Poverty Law Center. By the way, the owner of that organization, Morris Dees, he used to actually defend the KKK concerning their crimes against the black community. Okay? Interestingly enough, now the homosexuals are using the SPLC as their front as they continuously play the victims, when in fact they don't have the shield, they have the spear. They're perpetuating the crimes. Now, what's interesting about the Southern Poverty Law Center, and interestingly enough that this propagandist would actually refer to the Southern Poverty Law Center, well, she was using the exact same tactics.
Yep.
She was putting a hit piece out on those that she didn't. Friends, what it comes down to, they don't want to be exposed for what they're doing. Okay, so what they do is they try to paint a picture that you're the bad guy. Okay? Well, in the process of this, also understand, going back to Southern Poverty Law Center, also understand that there was a man, it was Potok's and the likes of Potok's organization, the SPLC, their hate list that provided a map for Floyd Lee Corkins to go in and attempt the murder of a guard at Family Research Center, Tony Perkins' ministry in Washington, D.C., with the desire to kill as many people as possible and then smear Chick-fil-A sandwiches in their faces. And so in saying all that, they're using the same totalitarian methods in their propaganda by trying to browbeat dissenters and by trying to create them as the perpetuators of crimes, when in fact they are the ones that are guilty as hell of perpetuating the crimes, as I just explained to you. But going back to what I originally said, when I got in there, I said, I know that there is some reporters in here right now. And I looked to my left and I said, are you a reporter? She was way in the back. And she said, yes, I am, with a smile on her face. Now, friends, just to give you a little, well, leave you a little anticipation, I'm going to get to it on the other side, because it didn't go too well for her. And I'm going to tell you exactly what I did in front of how many hundreds of people that were there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Interesting, we got a little bit of a clip on that one. Well, let me just kind of give you a ground-up premises to build off of, friends. The Red Mountain Tea Party, the largest tea party in the United States, welcomed Pamela Geller at the end of October, and in spite of death threats and Islamic propaganda by Hamas and CARE organization, Geller told the truth to the crowd about Islam and later would blast a Phoenix News Times for her yellow journalism, as Geller put it. Well, it seems that the Phoenix Times couldn't get enough, and the reporting advertised that the Sons of Liberty and myself would be in town this week. Despite weather-related issues, Dean attended, saith they, on Tuesday evening, calling out a News Times reporter who later reported that Dean isn't playing around. Now, I'm going to tell you, I want to get you a visual here. I'm going to do my best to paint a picture. So I walk in, I get up in the front. I knew right when I walked in there was a reporter there, or reporters. And I looked to the left, and I knew I was right on. I locked right in onto a lady in the back in the left corner, and I said, is there some reporters in here? Is the media here? And all of a sudden, she put her hand up with a smile on her face, and I just zeroed in on her. I said, now, are you the one that actually put the hit piece out on Pamela Geller and myself about 2 weeks ago? And she kind of looked at me, and she just kind of didn't know how to respond to me.
Yeah.
And she said, no. I said, are you from that Phoenix Times? And she started to nod her head up and down,
right,
like she was proud of that. And I said, so you're the one that put a hit piece out on Geller and myself 2 weeks ago before I got here. And then she began to understand. I caught on to her little scheme.
Right.
And so what I did to her is I basically pointed her out in front of the crowd, three quarters filled again, friends. Just keep in mind, there was a couple hundred people there. And I began to tell the people that were there, these people are being used as useful idiots, as Vladimir rightly said, because useful idiots are those that proceed communism or totalitarianism. They fall for the lie that the communists give. It's called socialism. They use the socialists to implement communism. And so what they are is they're useful idiots, because what they don't realize is useful idiots, once totalitarianism and that government through communistic means is implemented, the first thing the communists do is kill the people off that they used, because they realize that they would betray their own people, they'll also betray them. So they kill them off. Look at history. Look at dictators. Look at how this works. So this useful idiot, I'm going back and forth highlighting how dangerous people like her are. And, of course, I look over at her and her face is completely red. And I said, you know, I'm sure you probably don't like this, but the fact of the matter is you are endangering the people of lives such as Pamela Geller and people out there that are warning the American people as to the enemies within, domestic threats. And so I looked at her, and everybody's looking at her, and I said to her, ma'am, I just want you to understand that if you misconstrue one word that I say, and I went on and I said, if you take me out of context or if you put words into my mouth in anything that you write, I'm going to come after you legally.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly what I said to her. So what does she do? She gets out. The next day, something's written up on me. Hey, you know what? As they say, stay in the press, good or bad, it all works for you. And interestingly enough, this Miss Ashley Kusick, she turned bright red. She was completely embarrassed. But just keep in mind, she's the one being used as the useful idiot to put a hit piece out. She made reference to Southern Poverty Law Centers to her own stupidity.
Yep.
She told on herself right there. Were you going
to
say something?
Yeah, I need to add something to that. So you got to understand, people say, oh, she was, you know, bright red. She was embarrassed. Listen, it's people like the newspaper that she represents and what she writes that endangers the lives of other people. If you're calling her out because of putting someone such as Pamela Geller or Bradley Dean or whoever is standing for the truth's life in danger or their family's life in danger, if she gets a little embarrassed because of it,
oh, well,
then rightly so. You don't do that.
She admitted it, and it's all on film,
yeah.
So she admitted it. Now, what's interesting is she failed because what she said that I was rabidly anti-gay. But she fails to show the American people the crimes around the radical homosexual agenda. She fails to tell you that the Barack Hussein, the criminal administration, and the appointed minion, none other than Barry Satoro, is actually the one appointing homosexuals to federal government and transvestites to federal governmental positions in your government. And I've always told you, friends, right behind the homosexual agenda is none other than radical Islam, and how right on I truly am. But why did she fail to tell the people of the crimes of the homosexuals, the radicals? Why did she fail to tell the people concerning the homosexual manifesto, which is in the congressional record? They tell on themselves. And then what she failed to do is she, again, tried to point out that I'm a part of a hate group that doesn't agree with radical Islam or the radical homosexuals or crimes in government. And then she calls us a hate group, but she failed to tell you that SPLC is being used as a map to stick people out on jihads concerning those that don't agree with their dangerous ideologies.
Yeah.
And she also didn't like the fact that I was pointing out Mr. Obama's middle name, Hussein.
Yeah.
And how he's supporting radical Islam every step of the way in America. And, you know, I don't understand really what the big deal was due to the fact that it is his name, or at least that's what they told us, right? Well, there you have it. She did rightly point out, though, that I exposed the workings of Obama as being right in line with dictators like Hitler, Mao Zedong, Mussolini, and Stalin, as if to say that I never said he didn't. No, I said he did, and I stated that, because, again, you judge a man by his fruit. Interestingly enough, she also went on to say that I called SPLC's Morris Dees a loser to the max.
Well,
we should just do a whole program on this.
Well,
he is. But friends, you get the idea. See, Miss Kusick's problem is the positive message of American history and where she derives her morality from and how that she would be communicated or communicated to the next generation of young people in the United States. For her, it's all about trying to pull out what she perceives as hateful against those that she has nothing bad to say about. But what she finally does is she goes on and mentions myself, and she calls out, well, she did, where she called out telling on herself, where I called her out in front of the audience, and she had said this to me, that I work for an organization like that, a ministry, right? And then she said in her article, Dean isn't playing around, she wrote. She went back and did her homework on the fact that we're not playing with people that are endangering my family's lives. When she made reference to a $50 million lawsuit that we brought against Rachel Maddow, who she manipulated, and she omitted a one-minute portion from one of my radio shows because she was trying to make me to be the criminal when, in fact, they are the victims, when, in fact, it's the other way around once again. And then what she also failed to do is she continually talked about our democracy. She said, Bradley Dean does not reference American. Well, she was saying that Bradley Dean continuously talked about our democracy and our Constitution, when in fact I never said anything about a democracy, when in fact I constantly make references to our constitutional republic, as the Constitution does in Article 4, Section 4, which it says, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union, all 50 states, a republican form of government.
Mm-hmm. Say the Pledge of Allegiance.
So she strains at the gnat while she swallows the big, fat, smelly camel.
Mm-hmm.
And if people would just simply open their eyes and see what it is, they would be out of a job in a week. And by the way, again, America, for the most part, you are paying attention because, again, I just shared with you a couple segments ago how bad their ratings are all across the boards because people, for the most part, don't believe what they say. Well, then, friends, you know what? You got to shut it down.
Yeah,
you got to turn them off. You got to quit paying for their sponsors. You got to quit supporting their sponsorships. You got to quit buying.
We do the same thing.
It's garbage.
Yeah,
and by the way, when you go to an airport or you go to some travel plaza where you're going on getting on a bus or a train or an airplane,
yep,
and you see CNN everywhere, friends, you got to keep in mind that's all paid for. When you look at USA Today being dropped on every doorstep or in front of every door in the United States concerning hotels across the country, you need to keep in mind that is purposed and it's paid for. They want you to see the headlines. They want you to pick up their paper. They want you to read their lies. And let me say this, friends, rest assured, they're nothing but lies. The people, they don't know how to tell the truth because the truth is not in him. And I say, America, if you want to become sheep, remember the wolves will eat you.
Okay, so let's go back to the very beginning of the story. The very beginning of the story was all the opposition that we face on the way to get there,
yep,
that you face to get there. And that we were working with and working together, right?
We asked for permission.
So we go through all this opposition. If we would have stopped halfway through, we never would have got there. We go through the threshold. You get there. The people are so appreciative. And this reporter is called out. Now, you got to understand that the end of this story is, like you said earlier, Bradley, if you stand up, they'll stand down.
Or they end up in court, one of the two.
Right. And if you,
yes,
look at, you know, Pamela Geller, did she whimper and go into a corner? No, she stood up.
Yep.
She did not stand down. Then you come up behind. Did you whimper? Did you go in a corner? No, you stood up. You didn't back down. People don't know. Radical Islam, homosexuals, so on and so forth. All these radicals do not know what to do when they push you and you don't move.
That's all
you
they do is
apologize.
Shout and shoot. That's all
right.
They can do is call you names, and that's all they can do.
That's what
and
they
that's
do.
Why they're trying to stack the courts with corrupt judges, so sooner or later they can throw people that are actually telling you the truth in jail as they continuously overthrow the laws. America, are you going to let them go that
that's
far?
That's right. So most
that's
people,
up to you.
What will happen is most people will get called a bigot or a hater or blah, 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 and they'll apologize. You see people all the time. So-and-so apologized for his remark about a homosexual, blah, blah, blah. Or so-and-so apologized for this. Listen, when you stand upon the rock, namely Jesus Christ, and what you believe in, and you don't back down, and you don't apologize, the opposition does not know what to do with that because they're so used to pushing and shoving, and then people skimmer and scatter all the way out of their way.
Or what they'll do is ignore you. They'll get to the point where they'll ignore you the best way that they can, but the more effective you are, the more that they will demonize and polarize and attack you, or they'll harass you. That's another show.
And that brings up a point, too. Usually, if you pull up, you know, you do a Google search, you know, do a Google search on Bradley Dean or whatever. When I do a Google search and I pull up someone.
Google.
Yeah. Search. But when you pull up someone who I know is standing for righteousness, is a Christian and a conservative, and I read all the bad, you know, things they have to say about him, I say, this guy must be really
doing something. That's how you judge a man of God. By the way, if you go online, just like you just said, if they don't have that around them, you know that you're dealing with the paper tiger.
That's
they do nothing more than talk big, but there's no action behind it. Faith without works is dead. End of story. Folks, I'm going to show you my faith by my works, and I'm going to show you my love by my deeds. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is James White.
And I'm Jason Van Tatenhove.
And we're from the Liberty Brothers Radio Show and thelibertybrothers.com. You know, we've had the pleasure of interviewing many fine guests on the Liberty Brothers. One of my favorites, Bradley Dean. I really appreciate his dedication and his fire.
You know, the guy's just an inspiration to us all.
He is. So please make sure you check out Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
One more time, we want to give a
shout out
to all of our new affiliates. Go ahead, Jace.
Yeah, we got WBCR 1470 AM in Alcoa, Tennessee, WSDT 1240 AM in Chattanooga, Tennessee, WSDQ 1190 AM in Dunlap, Tennessee, and WEPG 910 AM in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee.
Cool. How did that DQ go over that time?
I did think about the DQ that time. But I didn't think about any ice cream or anything. No, I didn't. I really didn't.
Candy cane blizzard.
No, I do love a candy cane blizzard. I do have to say I have not had one yet this year, but I'm looking forward to when it do come.
I don't know what you like about it.
Oh, it's just, you know, anybody out there for our listeners, it's the mixture of like the candy cane, the peppermint, and the chocolate. No, we're not.
Okay. We're just adding calories and thought.
That's right. But, you know, that's right. Speaking of getting paid, though, I do want to say, for those of you out there that are listening to this show and you say, listen, I really appreciate what you guys are doing. I've been on that website. In fact, we had someone call Bradley and say that that website, he said, it's pleasing to the eye, and it's not meant to be, of course, we want it to look good, and it looks good. I mean, seriously. For our new listeners out there, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's not like any other website you've really ever seen. Usually when you look at a news resource website, no offense, but it's kind of boring and white and dry and second rate. This is colorful.
It's like gothic,
man. It's really rich in the sense of the coloring and everything, and it's top-notch. It's pro, but most importantly, it's giving you the truth that the state-run media fails to give you, but it also gives you the problems that are going on out there, but the hope. Just like this whole Phoenix trip we were telling you. We told you what the problems were. We gave you the hope in the end. We showed you what had to be gone through in order to receive the victory. And for those of you that are saying, listen, that's what I need. I need to receive that victory.
Webster's 1828 defines the word perseverance as a continuance in a state of grace until preceded by a state of glory.
That's right.
That's what God is looking for, is perseverance. See it through.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And for those of you that say, I want to support what you guys are doing, I've never heard a radio broadcast like this. I've never heard people speak the straightforward truth like you guys do, and I want to support that. I want to be a part of that. Please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can make a secure donation online, or you can become a son or daughter of liberty. And what that means is you support every month faithfully and consistently what you can. You get a beautiful Sons of Liberty Radio certificate.
We have a friend that's a pilot. We flew out to Atlanta.
Yep.
We went into his house. The first thing I noticed was his plaque in the back.
Yep.
And he had a house that was second to none. So it shows you the quality of the certificate.
Right.
It's great. And it's not so much as to what
it's the what
certificate,
it means.
What it means exactly, and what it means to you.
Yeah, it means that, listen, I'm saying that I am a son of liberty. I am a daughter of liberty. I am willing to take up this fight. I am willing to do what needs to be done. Well, you say, well, what can I do? I'm only one person. Listen, Jesus Christ was one man. Martin Luther King Jr. was one man. You're looking at
Jesus Christ said, greater works will you do than I did, because I go unto my Father. And if you remember right at the end of the book of John, he said, had all the books been written, they couldn't even contain all the miracles that Jesus did.
That's right. That's exactly right. And you say, well, what can I do? Well, one of the things you can do is support a ministry that's out there doing. You can feel good about where your finances are going because you know that we're out there. We're not just sitting behind microphones. We're out there seeking and saving that which is lost on a day-to-day basis. Chase was sharing with you. We were sharing with you how our lives go up early in the morning, up late at night, consistently. It's not a 9-to-5 job to us. It is our lives.
It's not
we
a
live
job
it.
To me at
we
all.
We breathe it.
Yeah.
We do what we do because we love Jesus Christ first and foremost, and we love our nation, and we know that our founding forefathers carried the baton for us and our generations and many generations after them. We want to do the same thing for the preceding
for
generations.
Our kids,
exactly.
Our posterity, yeah.
And for those of you that say, listen, I need some good products. I need some good books, some CDs, some T-shirts. Our product of the week this week is actually in honor of Veterans Day, which we had this week. What is the price of your freedom T-shirt? It's one
people
of our,
love those T-shirts.
It's one of our most popular items. It's available in multiple sizes. But it says, what is the price of your freedom? Ask a veteran, with the stunning message of the Iwo Jima and, you know, the soldiers pushing up the flag. It prompts passersby on the street to stop you and say, wow, where did you get that T-shirt? And on the back of it says, what is the price of your redemption? Ask the Son of God. And it has the most beautiful picture of Christ on the cross I've ever seen. Not the cheesy, no blood. It's the real life, real deal. If you want to see that picture for yourself, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click on our store. We've got all sorts of books, CDs, hats, caps, T-shirts, you name it. I know the Christmas season is coming up here, and people saying, listen, how can I reach out to my unsaved relatives this year or my friends? Don't say, listen, you need to do this and that. Give them a book. Say, hey, here, give them a graphic novel of Bradley Dean's and say, hey, I listen to this guy on the radio. I value your opinion on him. Don't say, listen, you heathen, you really need to get this book in front of your face. Say, listen, I would like to hear your thoughts on this and see how they respond. Give the gift of true liberty and freedom, which is found only in Christ, coming up this Christmas season. So there's many different things that you can do and ways to get the word out there. Even going back to the Sons of Liberty Media, when you see these articles, you can share them. Share them with all your friends on Facebook. You can feel like you're actually doing something in the cause of liberty, even if you're saying, well, you know, I'm just a stay-home mom and I homeschool my kids. Beautiful, wonderful. You could be raising up the next George Washington. In fact, George Washington said that all that he was, he basically owed to his mother. So when you look at that, and don't say that or think that you're insignificant, because your role and what you do is so important. But we want to join this army for Christ and do this thing together, because we cannot do it outside
of
each other.
That is the message of the state-run media, that there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
Now, their greatest fear is the fact that you figure out that you can do something about it, because you can. A man with God is always in the majority, and that's what you need to understand.
That's right. And if you'd like to book Bradley Dean for an event, please do call 1-866-233-0747.
Booking for January?
January is, we do have a date in January coming up.
Okay, so February.
Yes, and we're working on things in February.
Okay, March.
Well, yes, we can. We do have
April.
The East Coast, according to Minnesota in April, but, you know, we've got peppered dates that we can talk with you about. It's not as difficult as you might think. You can say, how do I get this guy to come speak at my church or my tea party or whatever? Call us. It's worth with putting the fleece out there and just taking a moment to say, hey, what is this all going to entail? Again, 1-866-233-0747. Also, if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty and you'd like to find out more, please do call us again at 1-866-233-0747. Together, we can do this thing.
Dove Television.
Dove TV. My War, which is Bradley's five-part documentary series. It takes you into the almost 350 public high schools that we've done across the nation in states all over America. And it shows you firsthand what's going on inside of public schools, but it also goes through our Constitution, our founding forefathers, the media, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, the generals of God. It's got music videos on there. It's just an outstanding thing. In fact, the producer that put it together for us worked with Steven Spielberg on a Jaws reunion. So if we're talking about the quality and caliber of Steven Spielberg, you know that it's top-notch stuff. And what this is our documentary has been airing for the past several weeks and will be continuing to air on Dove Television on Tuesday evenings. It's at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So is it Pacific Standard Time?
Pacific.
Is it Pacific?
Specific.
Yeah, there you go. Pacific. Is it Pacific?
Yes,
yeah.
It is, yes.
Okay, so Pacific Standard Time. So please adjust your clock to where you are, in the United States. But some great responses. You want to make sure that you take a look at that documentary. And if you say, listen, I don't get Dove TV, then go ahead and order it online. Go to sonslibertyradio.com. But it's being shared across America, which is so interesting because every event that we do, I say this is my favorite item. Every household in America needs to have one. And now every household in America is getting the My War documentary series, but you don't have to wait for Tuesday. You can order it today. And what's nice about them is you always have them. So you can share it with your neighbor. You can have a home group. You can share it with your church.
And it's probably the number one message, honestly, that people say, I wish I would have seen this earlier. And that's exactly the response. Or when we see people live, they come up to me and say, I wish I would have brought so-and-so. Well, we tell them that's what we tried to tell your leader to tell you, and they probably did tell you, but you just didn't understand what was coming your way. So in saying that, next time, don't fail to do it. You will not be let down.
Yeah, and November 12th.
And we're not selling you. We're selling you the truth. The Bible tells us to buy the truth and sell it not. So we're selling you the truth. You're the one to buy it, and it's up for you to respond to it because we're not going to try to coerce you into that. If you'd like to see the references, you can do that as well. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out what other people have to say about the message because, again, we're just the vehicle to bring the message, and we trust in God through the Holy Ghost to bring forth His power and His anointing, Isaiah 10, to break the yoke of bondage over those that we go to, turning men from darkness to the light.
Yeah, and some of the responses was, I started watching it, and then I just kept going.
I got one for you.
Yeah.
I had an older lady come up to me. She said to me, Bradley, when you were talking, she goes, if there'd have been monkey bars there, I'd have jumped up on top of them and started swinging. And I started laughing, and I said, well, I wish the monkey bars were there, too, and just so I could see that. But she was ecstatic.
Yeah.
She really was,
yeah.
And she said, you just really woke me up. Well, that's the message. And by the way, that is the voice of God, is to wake up the dead church today. And that's what we're doing.
There was another lady at the meeting that I spoke with, the contact lady, and she said that, well, this one lady, she had to leave because she had to take care of her sickly husband. And she's like, I don't want to go. She wanted to stay. I mean, she knew she had to take care of him, but she was like, I don't want to go. And that's the thing is you don't have to go. When you have the DVD series, you always have them. You can borrow them to your neighbor. You can do your church group.
Yeah.
Get them out there. You always have them. And the thing is, I think lots of times during the radio show, people might say, I'd like to take down some notes. Listen, don't worry about it. Get the DVD series. It'll always be
there for you. The Tea Party is a perfect demographic to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ because there's so many of them that believe that they're Christians until they hear the message, and then they really do become Christians.
Amen.
Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you. See ya.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interrupt.
interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.